from bitter cold New York. Up in Harlem, USA, Jackie Reed goes inside her story. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. And that is exactly what it is here. It is bitter, bitter cold. It's snowing again today, and it's going to be like, you know, 6 degrees.
6 degrees.
Maybe 13 degrees.
Lucky 13.
Right. How was it going to all the parties for All-Star
weekend?
And Valentine's
Weekend? It was fun. It was Valentine's Weekend, All-Star, Fashion Week, and all the SNL stuff. You know, we did an SNL special on NBC Sunday night. And Valentine's Day, we were hanging out for All-Star and fashion shows on Friday.
Yeah.
It was a lot going on.
And you were out in the cold.
Out in the cold, as much as I could stand it. I'm not a big fan.
Will you be snowed in with anyone?
Will I be snowed in with anyone?
Yes.
What do you mean? All up in my business. Tom Joyner.
No, he's been asking. It's not. Don't take it personally. He's been asking the question of people
this
morning.
Who would you like to be snowed in
with? If you were snowed in, who would you like to be? Who would you not like to be? You know, that kind of
snowed in with?
Not like to be snowed in with Kanye West. I would like to be snowed in with Idris Elba. Or Rick Fox, who I met yesterday for the first time.
Oh,
very
nice.
Lovely man.
Kanye West.
So handsome.
Not. Okay.
I don't think Kim wants to be snowed in with him.
Nor North.
Nothing against him. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't get him.
Did you see his fashions, Jackie? Did you see his fashions? And what do you think about?
I haven't seen them yet.
Oh, no. Did you choose not to go to his fashion show?
I'm sure I could not have gotten in.
If you had wanted to, Jackie. It's Jackie Reed.
I don't think so. His running up on the stage the way that he does in different situations.
I thought he showed a good sense of humor Sunday night with the Saturday Night Live special.
That I enjoyed. I wish that side of Kanye would come out more.
Jackie, last week you had on a couple, and we were very concerned. How are they doing?
They're doing just fine.
They are.
I think they're coming on the cruise.
Yay.
Did they get married yet?
Why is that so important to you all?
It was just a question.
How many times have you been married and divorced?
Oh, a lot of times.
So why are you pushing for someone to get back into marriage?
It's not about. I don't want anybody to get back into it.
It's what he does, Jackie.
You know, just stop. You all just. I had so many people saying, you know, that Jay is always trying to interrupt what I'm trying to do and never lets me get through the interviews that I'm trying to do, Jay.
People, that's how he puts the work in, Jackie.
I will work on that, Jackie. I will make sure I will work on that.
A lot of people are upset about that. They really want to hear the things that the people that I bring on this show. Let the people talk. Did you tell people that you made the woman that I had on as a guest cry? Do they know that,
Jay? I never made anybody cry.
Yes, you did.
No,
you badgered that woman that was having the protest over the nail salon chairs that were charging a surcharge for people over a certain weight.
I asked the legitimate question.
How much she weighed? That had nothing to do with what she was doing.
She was protesting
absolutely nothing to do with it.
Because of her weight, the chairs were breaking.
But there was no evidence that the chair broke.
She was being charged because she was a bigger lady.
In case the chair had damage, the nail salon was saying that because of people over a certain size, that they had to charge a surcharge because eventually the chairs under wear and tear would malfunction.
And you don't think how much you weigh is a legitimate
question? Not her personally, no. We knew what the weight, you know, surcharge was. So there was no need. And she didn't want to tell that number. And you badgered her, Jay.
There's a growing list, Jackie. There's a growing list.
And then Chris Bosch's attorney.
Remember that one? Excuse me?
Excuse me. Excuse you. That was just unnecessary. Why do you do that to me, Jay?
I'm changing my ways, and I will never. Mum's the word from now on when you have a guest on the show. I will never say another word.
Okay, can you mark that tape, David?
Mark it down.
Please.
From now on when you have a guest, no matter how I feel as if I want to get in and ask a question, I will not do it.
You know, anymore. I have to warn people about you. I did not warn my guest for this morning that you were, you know, that.
Well, your guest didn't show up.
His reputation and she didn't.
But I blame that on Jay. See, Tom, this is what happens. His reputation gets out. I was supposed to have Issa Rae on, and I think that she, knowing
Lisa
how
Ray.
Jay.
Issa Rae
from Awkward Black Girl.
Oh. You got excited there, though, or did you get nervous?
I did get excited.
You like Lisa Ray, Jay? I meant Tom?
Yes.
Oh, you want to date her?
Wow.
Hello?
Wow. Hello?
Maybe not now. Back in the day, maybe, yeah.
But, I'm glad it has turned away from me. Go ahead,
anything for his boy.